I am the servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. He saved me from being a Pharisee, and he kept after me until I said, I surrender. He filled me with his spirit, and he set me free from a lot of things. I want to say thank you, Jesus, for coming. I would like to start out, I've been just thinking, when you hang out with Jesus heals. And there were people that just reached out and touched Jesus' cloak, and they were healed. There were people who came to Jesus and yelled on the side of the road, like Bartimaeus, Lord, have mercy on me. And I believe that anytime we walk into the house of God, that we need to pray for healing, because some of us have hurt ankles, bad back, you know, you name it. There's something that we need Jesus, who walks among us, to come touch. So if you would like Jesus to walk by you, to touch you, to heal you, I'm going to ask you to stand. You say, why are you doing that? Jesus is going to heal me in my seat. Well, I think there's something about faith that reaches out and touches the hem of the garment. Even though, you know, it's kind of nice to touch Jesus when there's a crowd, and the woman that touched the hem of his garment, nobody knew it. Even Jesus didn't know who touched him. He said, who touched me, right? Right. But there was an act of faith that reached out to touch. And one of the things I've been just fascinated by is the last four Sundays at Faith Fellowship, there's people healed every Sunday. They give us a little report. If we ask, if Jesus touched you, please write down a sheet of paper and hand it to the secretary, because we don't know. And, you know, and it's kind of sad too when God doesn't touch. Or this one, one of the ones came and said, Jesus touched me and healed my shoulder. But a week and a half later, I went back to her. I said, we're putting you in the bulletin. She goes, my shoulder's hurting again. I said, ooh, that just doesn't work with my story, right? We want Jesus to heal completely. But you know what? If it's your shoulder that's been hurting and you got a week without pain and you could go to sleep, I'm asking the Lord to touch her and heal her all the way. So if you'd like me to pray for you for healing, it's not me. It's Jesus who comes and heals. I have nothing to do with it. Trust me. It's all him. So if you would like Jesus to touch you for anything, lungs, back, whatever, let's stand now. And I'm standing too. My ankle has been kind of funny, so I'm asking the Lord to touch my ankle. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your grace and your love. I just pray that you would touch us today. Lord, we need a healing touch upon us. Lord, whether it's physical, whether it's emotional, whether it's spiritual, Lord, we are in your house and we believe that you can heal. And we just trust you. And so, Lord, I pray that you'd heal us in Christ's name. Amen. You may be seated. Some of us are slower than others. You know, how many times, if you're a parent, that you told your kid to clean their room, and how quickly does it, do they learn that over one saying, clean your room? No, they don't, do they? And guess what? We don't learn very quickly either. Last time I preached here, I talked about Mark chapter 4. If you want, open your Bibles to Matthew chapter 14. We're going to be preaching from. But I want to go back to Mark chapter 4, because sometimes the Lord has to reteach things. Right? You know, he kind of reteaches something and. What we learned about Mark chapter 4, when Jesus is in the boat, we have nothing to fear. But sometimes we get fearful, and Jesus is right there in the boat, and we're shaking. Help me, right? And Jesus is right there in the boat. And Jesus says, why are you so fearful? And then he says this. He says, why do you have little faith? It's about faith. He's building faith up. And then we learn that maybe the storm is bringing the water that grows our faith. So here we are, we're moving along, and Jesus calms the storm and they fall down and worship him. And we're months later and maybe a year later. And Jesus is going to give them a pretty similar same situation again. And you would think that they would pass with flying colors, wouldn't you? Because they, you know, I've done it once. You know, Jesus touched me once. He'll do it again. Have we learned from our growth of faith? Has Jesus walked with us? And we're going to look at the disciples and we're going to wish that they have learned. But Jesus has something more for us today. So turn in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 14. Let's stand for the reading of the Word of God. Matthew chapter 14, starting at verse 22. We're going to go down to 33, I believe. Immediately, Jesus, chapter 14, verse 22. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples to get into the boat and go on ahead of them to the other side. And while he dismissed the crowd, after he dismissed them, he went up to the mountainside by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. During the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went out to them walking on the lake. And when the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and they cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I, don't be afraid." "Lord, if it is you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on water, and came towards Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and began to sink and cried out, "Lord, save me!" Immediately Jesus reached out his hand, caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." When they crossed over, they landed at Gennesaret. Let's pray. Lord, open up your word. May we have ears to hear, eyes that see. And Lord, may you grow our faith. And may we hear your voice. Holy Spirit, come anoint me to proclaim your word. Lord, they really don't need to hear me. They need to hear from you. Holy Spirit, come and speak to us, we pray. In Christ's name, amen. Have a seat. It's another one of those days. It was a good day. If you go back into the passage, what happened right before this? They fed 5,000 people with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. I'll tell you, that's a pretty high. If you were one of the disciples that was there, and you've seen 5,000 people plus women and children, maybe 10 to 15,000 people, and there's only 12 of you, and you had to go feed them with 5 loaves and 2 fishes, you've had a good day, right? And so you're here having a good day. And the scripture says, look at verse 22, because it's very important that we hear this and see this. It says, immediately Jesus what? Made. Jesus made the disciples what? Get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side. Now, we're talking about faith, right? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Jesus is the word, and he made them get into a boat to go to the other side. Is there any more clearer than that you are in the center of God's will? Is there any question whether Jesus wanted them in the boat to go to the other side? No question, right? It's clear as day, clear as whatever. They get into a boat and they're going to row across or sail across. It's only 6 to 8 miles across. It should take an hour and a half, 2 hours maybe. I don't know. With me, it would probably take 5. But, you know, they're fishermen. It's their boat. It's everything that's them, right? God gives them a command that they can do. So I want to talk about the boat for a second. God calls us to a boat. You know, I kind of want the speedboat. Now I'm a little older. I might want the pontoon boat with the grill on it, and you can sit and you relax, right? And you throw things out, and everything's just right. You know, those big pontoon boats, it's easy to get in and out. It has a little door on the side. Or maybe I want a fishing boat, you know, with the little seats and stuff like that. But God tells them to get into the boat. And they get into the right boat. Now, some of us say, we don't get boats. Okay. Maybe he tells us to get into a Lamborghini. That would be nice. Or maybe, was it a Charger? Where's Dennis? Did you say Charger? Challenger. Maybe, you know, God says, I want you to get into the Challenger and I want you to go down to Houston to go see some people with Jesus with you, right? But most likely he's going to tell get into, you know, if you have a large family, get into a big van. And I want you to go someplace. I have a place for you. And we know that we're in the right place because Jesus is the one that told us to go there. But as we go by faith and we're rowing and we're rowing and we're rowing, it's the second hour where you're like, did Jesus really tell us to do this? Shouldn't we already be on the other side? Shouldn't my muscles hurt not as much as they're hurting now? And we start questioning whether we're where God wants us to be, right? Because things are getting difficult. And then the wind starts blowing. Man, this is not right. If I'm following God, everything should be easy. But we need to go back to what the Word said, right? Jesus said, He just did it. He made them get in the boat. And he said, get going. To the other side. And we get into this place where life gets a little difficult and we start questioning whether we should be there or not. The scripture says in the fourth hour, it's like 4 o'clock in the morning. They'd been rowing from evening all night long trying to get across the lake, and they've been doing it all their lives. I want you to also notice something, that it's their boat. Everything about where they're doing, they're familiar with everything. But the storm is coming, and Jesus is teaching them that even in everyday life, you need me. And sometimes we get moving, and we get going, and we don't move in faith. We don't need God. I have enough money in my checking account to pay all the bills that I need to pay. I'm good. And the Lord says, no, I want to walk beside you. I want to be with you. He takes them in their comfort zone to teach them quite a few things. Faith is not always easy. Faith is not about us doing things in our strength, but with him. He comes in the fourth hour of the evening, and he comes walking on water. I wonder if they would have recognized their need for Jesus in the first hour, if they would have got across the lake sooner. Because in the fourth hour is when Jesus shows up. And I think Jesus is asking us today, and I want you all to listen to this question. What are the things that you're doing on your own strength that Jesus already told you to do, but you're still doing it in your own strength and not with him? You know he's told you to do it. Maybe Sunday school class, I don't know, whatever, small group, go talk to a neighbor, talk to a coworker. I don't know. There's something that God has told you to do, and you've been trying to do it on your own strength, and God's saying, it's stormy, it's windy, but I have something for you. Because I'm going to ask you to do the impossible in a few minutes. I think it's the impossible, isn't it? How many of you guys have walked on water? You have? With skis? Oh, yes. Frozen or on skis, right? You know, if you're on water skis. But they're in the boat rowing. Or maybe they're doing this. I don't know. Are they doing this? Are they doing this? And it's going up and down, right? It's still being buffeted. And I want you to pay attention to something. Is, oh, Dave, stand up. Can I use you? There he is. There's Dave. He's walking on the water. And I see him. I'm here. And it's a ghost! And I go jump over the other side. No, I don't know. I'd be like, turn the boat around. It's Dave! Right? I'm having too much. Thank you for giving me permission to have fun, Dennis. Right? He sees a ghost. And they're terrified. Now, if it was me, I'd start going really fast with my oars. Get away from the ghost. Right? Here's the thing that I think Jesus wants you to know. Is there's things that is in your life that you're deathly scared of and you're running away. You think it's a ghost. You think it's Satan. Satan's really doing this to me. I'm fighting this war. Oh, it's bad. And it's really Jesus. But because you're in the storm, you don't recognize him. And you're actually running away from Jesus. You're running away from the one who can save you. And you're running away fast because you think it's a ghost. You think it's a ghost, but it's really Jesus. Let me just get in a little bit deeper here. There are storms in your life that have been horrible. Maybe you lost a job. Maybe you lost a loved one. Whatever. And it's really, really bad. And you think Satan's really beating me up. Maybe it's a girlfriend that you broke up with and you took off. And then all of a sudden, later on, you realize that was God's gift to me. It would have been horrible if I had married her. If it would have been horrible if I would have married him. Jesus, my Bible says that all what? All things work for the good for those who love him. And what I'm telling you is when you're in the storms and you know that you're in the center of God's will. It's not that you're doubting that. And the storm is there. It's still God's will. And you see a ghost coming. And because you're in the storm, because you're fearful, because you are not walking in faith, you run from Jesus himself. How many times have you seen that, church? You see people who are running from the church and they're running from Jesus himself. They're scared. Oh, that whatever the case may be. And Jesus is saying, I'm not the ghost. I'm Jesus. It is me. I don't know where that fits in your life, but there, some of you are calling some things evil and bad and horrible, and Jesus is saying, it's me. And then we're in this boat, right? It's going like this. Okay. And finally, Peter says, he's the only one. Everybody else is hiding. It's a ghost. Maybe they have their heads over their covers, whatever. And Peter says, if it's you, Jesus, if it's you, if it's you, call me to come out. And he hears the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords say, come. I'm not so sure if it's going to hold me. I'm not so sure what God told me to do is going to sustain me. I'm not sure if I go talk to that neighbor about Jesus that I might not fall through and ruin it, ruin everything. I'm not so sure if I move my family to wherever that God has told me to move that it's going to sustain me because I'm going to sink and drown. When I look at the things that doesn't add up, I'm going to fall and I'm going to drown. And Jesus says, come. I don't know about you. I'm going to get bit. I can have fun, right? Okay. Come! It's not going to work. But our love for Jesus draws us to him. Our love for Jesus draws, and he says, come. The boat is made to what? Float. They're in the storm. It's going like this. It feels like it's going to fall. Jesus, the Savior of the world, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, says, come. What idiot would stay in the boat? Truly, right? If you get out of the boat, at least you're closer to Jesus who can save you. And for Jesus to save the people in the boat, he has to save me first, maybe, right? You say, Pastor, that's selfish. You shouldn't think that way. Yeah, wait until you're in a storm that threatens your life. You see, he says, come. And it says that he got out of the boat. I don't know about you, but I've gotten in a lot of boats and got out a lot of boats. And you kind of do this wide split, right? Right? And then you go, whoop, right? Peter gets out of the boat without doing the wide split. And he starts walking to Jesus. And he's not sinking. If Jesus calls you out of the boat, out of your comfortableness, out of wherever, you're not going to sink. It's going to be as sure as anything. And I don't know if you've read your Bibles. The thing is still going up and down. The waves are still going. I don't know how. Maybe he's a skateboarder. I don't know if the water, you know, he has 2 feet and all the waves hitting him. I don't know what it looks like, but he's walking on water towards Jesus. And I don't know about you, but if I was walking on water, I'd say, man, this is cool. Look at me. Look at me. I'm walking on water. I don't know what Peter did. But it said he took his eyes off Jesus, right? It's all the waves, all the wind. And he goes, save me! And Jesus reaches out and grabs his hand. Can you imagine what that felt like? And some of you have felt this way. You've been in really hard situations and you felt like you're going under. Maybe financially, emotionally, spiritually, and you were down. And Jesus reached out and when he touched your hand, life came. Life like no other came. And Jesus grabbed your hand and he pulls you out. And I don't know why, church, why we beat up on Peter. We do it in the church all the time. Somebody says, God told me to do this, and I go out and do it, and maybe it's something really big and crazy, and they go out and do it, and they fail, and we say, oh, we knew they would fail. Not in front of them. In front of them, we say, good attempt. It's nice. But everybody else is in the boat! Thank Jesus for those who get out of the boat and hang out with Jesus and come to Jesus when Jesus calls. You see, you're safe in the boat if Jesus is in the boat, but Jesus is not in the boat. He's on water, and he's saying, come to me. Praise Jesus. He calls us. And some of us, this boat, unfortunately for some of us, is church. It's safe. It's out there on the seas trying to save people and pull people in the boat. But Jesus at times is not in the boat. He's over here and he says, I want you to experience something. I want you to experience my grace, my love. You're in the storm, but the safest place is with me, following me. Come to me. Come to me. And Peter gets out and comes. I hate to admit it, but I think I'm mostly in the boat. I'm safe. I have my pews. I have my friends. And Jesus says in Matthew 28, what? Go into all the world. And we're saying to people, come to my boat. Come to my boat. And the boat is awesome. It's nice. It saves. It goes up and down and those types of things. But we really are trying to get people not to the boat, but we're trying to get the people to who? Jesus. Because when Jesus is in the boat, we want them all in the boat. But if Jesus is not in the boat, we want them with Jesus. And Jesus says, I want you to come. I want you to be with me. So friend, I don't know what Jesus is talking to you about. But some of you are arguing with Jesus about staying in the boat. And Jesus says, the boat was where I was at. But now I'm over here and I want you to come to me. And you say, well, it looks scary. Nobody ever walked on water. Nobody's ever done that before. And guess what? Jesus says, I'm going to do it through you. I'm going to do it through you. I'm calling you out of the boat to me. Just checking to see if I said everything that the Lord wanted me to say. I'm saying, Lord Jesus, am I done? I think I may be. I hope you're hearing his voice. He's talking to you, not to somebody else. You say, he wants somebody else out of the boat. No, he wants all of us out of the boat. He wants us to be where he is. And sometimes past experiences says, Jesus worked this way. Jesus done it this way. He's always done it this way. And Jesus says, I did it that way 2 months ago or last year or 5 years or even 30 years ago. I did it that way, but I want you to do it this way. I'm here now and I would like you to come. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your grace and your love. Lord, forgive me for staying in the boat when you've said come. Then, Lord, there are times when I have obeyed in faith. I jumped out of the boat and I started going and I started to fall. I thank you that you reached out and grabbed me. And you didn't yell at me, scream at me and saying how stupid that was. But you held me up and you reaffirmed me and loved me. So, Father, I pray today that you would help us to hear your voice when you're saying, come. I don't know what that is for the people here, but you are talking to quite a few of them. You have a big thing of faith, and they're looking out and they're saying it's not safe, it's not steady, there's no way anybody can walk on water. We can't do this, Lord. But you're saying, trust me, come. May you help us to come. In Christ's name, amen.